This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Stocking rate is one of the most powerful levers grazers can pull to influence rangeland health, livestock performance, and long-term economic resilience. Yet setting stocking rates can be challenging, especially in years when moisture is unpredictable. SDSU Extension Range Specialist Krista Ehlert believes stocking rate needs to be adjusted year to year and even throughout the season. She advises starting with a baseline rate.
You can set it by using the average production from the last 3 to 5 years to kind of help capture some of those, quote, like longer term trends and not just last year.
Many producers find it useful to begin the season at 70 to 80% of average carrying capacity, which leaves room to scale up if conditions allow. Establishing trigger dates is another tool to adjust stocking rates, removing some of the emotion of culling or early weaning decisions.
Effective trigger dates reflect conditions that you can measure. So, you know, having things that you can measure, such as grass heights, forage production estimates, using things like the grazing sticks or that clip and weigh method.
Flexibility is the key to an effective drought mitigation plan that utilizes stocking rates as a pillar. Ehlert believes knowing the options up front facilitates decisions, benefiting the economics of marketing, along with safeguarding pasture lands. The SDSU Extension Grazing Calculator can help ranchers determine their baseline stocking rate that accounts for average forage production, herd size, animal class, and more. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for greater details.